You are now listening to the Lead Radio Podcast.
Doctor, what are the signs of a weak immune system?
All right, so weak immune system, it's you're getting your recurring colds and flus. So you're always getting ill. You know, you always say, I have the flu. It's not always. A flu lasts for about 7 days, but then you get it and it stops and starts. I can give you an example. Something called crash syndrome. So we see this in our kiddies where they attend a crash or a school, and because the kids' immune systems are still developing, when they're exposed to a lot of infectious diseases at the schools on an ongoing basis, the immune system is weakened. So the symptoms that you show would be your sniffles, you know, the mucus, the snotty nose, the post-nasal drips, the sinusitis, gastro symptoms, and mostly because young children are in these crashes for such a long time together, it's a vicious cycle. So in the close proximity, they're infecting each other, and so that's where the immune system is weakened. And then what happens is antibiotics are prescribed very often for these kind of illnesses, and then your resistance, you become antibiotic resistant, and then your immune system resistance also drops. So this ongoing cycle just continues and continues. However, there are ways of dealing with this. You can boost your immune system, and you can get your body working in an optimum manner.
Okay, can you tell us the ways how to keep your system strong?
All right, like I mentioned earlier on, you know, the diet and the exercise and the healthy weight and, you know, all of that. I don't know if you managed to get all of that on air. Did you get that, what I mentioned earlier on?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, all of that, and then stress, to minimize the stress and all of that. But you're asking, how do we do this? So it's all of these things that I mentioned in the first question, and also by taking the right supplements. Because sometimes our body is also just deficient in certain minerals, vitamins. And what I do in practice also is there are certain herbs that if you take it when you are ill, or you find your immune system is weak, or some of these kids take it on a daily basis once a day, it boosts your immune system. So you're keeping it strong. So say you go out in the day, you're exposed to a whole lot of bugs, but then your immune system's strong enough to combat it. You fight it off, you come back home, you're fine. The next morning, you take your immune booster again. You know, so you can do that. There are ways you can do that. Drink lots of water, eat healthily. Vitamin D. Vitamin D is important. Sunlight. So nowadays, most of us sit in our offices. We're not exposed to the sun. And the only way your body produces vitamin D is through sunlight, exposure to the sun. And that's the boost and keeps the immune system strong.
Okay, doctor. That is Dr. Khan. She's situated at number 2 Oldcliff Avenue, Highton Heights in Newcastle. So, doctor, we are now facing a COVID-19 coronavirus as a country, and it's affecting everyone. I saw you also cancelled your baby 101 class due to the coronavirus. So, can you tell us a little bit more about the experience we're having with the coronavirus?
Okay. So basically, with this virus again, that's why I chose this topic, it's the immune system. You need to keep it strong. But I can advise you, what I'm doing for all my patients is to keep the immune system strong, immune boosters. So if they need anything, I say to them, pick up from reception. We don't need to do a consultation. I have a vitamin C that they take. There's the herbal mixture that we have that I mix. They can WhatsApp or call me. We can quick go through the symptoms and what they need and require. Pick it up, and that's what I say. Keep your immune system strong, and then avoid public places, sanitize. You know, we've seen this on the media all the time. Just stay safe and pray. I think pray will also help.
Okay, and how was the coronavirus affecting your business?
I can't hear you. How was coronavirus
affecting your business currently?
Affecting wise, I'm being very cautious. So, like I said, all those who have my patients, we screen them before I consult. If it's chronic illnesses, fine, we see them in the office. If not, if it's the flu prevention, you know, all of those things, we keep the meds ready, they pick up and they leave. So So we don't, we minimize exposure, we sanitizing, we're making sure that everyone gets sanitized, the pens get sanitized, you know. Those are the measures we're putting through.
Okay, that's a thing.
That was your Lit Radio podcast. Stay tuned for more by downloading the Femcast app to listen to Lit Radio ZN 24/7.